The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
First of all, there are reports that Sean is under fire at the White House. It would be an enormous mistake for the president to fire Sean Spicer. But what do you make of these reports?
Well, you know, they're believable just because the president, whenever things are not going well, he likes to pass the blame. I mean, it's people around him. Let me back up a second. Look, the president obviously has had a lot of success in his life, and I've known a lot of successful people, and successful people don't have time for people around them who make too many mistakes, commit errors, and don't seem to operate at their, you know, ridiculously high level. Having said all of that, and I saw your tweets this morning, I think Sean Spicer, who I've known a long time, who isn't perfect, has done an incredibly good job considering his boss, who is very difficult to staff on a communications level. He tweets at all hours without warning. He never gives his team hardly ever a time to craft a communication strategy that can be helpful to his boss, to him. And I think this is a case with the firing of James Comey, and I covered this in my story yesterday, where there was a way to go about this that could have given his team a better opportunity to help him and also given his allies on Capitol Hill, the Republicans, a better opportunity to help him and make this thing seem a lot more competent and a lot less crooked.
Now, David Drucker, I wrote in today's Washington Post yesterday online that the new FBI director has got to have Judge in front of their name. And I brought up Judge Michael Luttig, who was in the finalist for the Chief Justice post with John Roberts. I brought up Dick Leon here at the United States District Court in D.C., who handles terrorism cases. I brought up my own law partner, Stephen Larson, who before he went on the bench and before he left the bench to private practice, ran organized crime in Los Angeles for the United States Attorney's Office there. Other people brought up Kelly Ayotte, Trey Gowdy, whoever it is. I really do think Judge ought to be in front of it, like Judge Webster. How quickly do you expect them to move on this?
I could be wrong, but I don't expect them to move quickly, because if they were going to move quickly and do this right, they would have already had these kinds of names to float, either through controlled leaks or just to release a list of candidates, much in the way the list of potential Supreme Court justices was prepared. And they didn't do any of that, and that's what has left this thing so open to question. I will agree with you in that they better have somebody who's above reproach with unimpeachable credentials and understands how to run a law enforcement organization. Because you won't get a confirmation from Senate Republicans, not for anybody political, not anybody that is a current or recent politician, because Republicans are the ones that have the votes, because it's only 51 votes, to confirm or reject this person. So all of it rests with them. They know that. And it's the kind of thing that may not go sideways today, but could go sideways a year from now or 2 years from now. And they plan to be here, most of them, a lot longer than the president is allowed to be here, given term limits. So I think that's the direction the administration needs to go.
Now, Rod Rosenstein is at the center of this because he wrote the memo which detailed the institutional issues between Maine Justice and FBI, that the FBI does not make charging decisions. I've been saying this since July. Even though I disapproved of the decision not to charge Hillary, and I reapprove very much of the decision to reopen, all along, my former buddies from DOJ and the world of prosecuting have said again and again and again, the Bureau does not make these decisions. And that is the heart of the problem with James Comey. It's something of his messiah complex. Have you heard that mixed in with the criticisms of Trump and the team around him?
Well, look, I've heard that going back to July. I think the issue is that the idea that that's why Trump is firing Comey is not credible to many people. I mean, look, I've talked to Republicans who don't believe that's why he's firing Comey. I was at a town hall last night. I talked to Democratic voters, very liberal voters, who said, yeah, I think Comey should have been fired for how he handled the email investigation. But no, I don't believe that Donald Trump fired him for that reason. And I think that is the issue, and that's why it would have been helpful to take the recommendations from Justice, spend a week to 10 days laying the predicate out in public while the president, even if it was just for show, held high-level meetings with many members of Congress, Republican and Democrat and others, as they you know, made this thing more about leadership at the Bureau than President Trump's own personal problems with the Russia investigation. And he, you know, in his view, and I've talked to Republicans about this, he believes that the Bureau should have been more aggressive in investigating the leaks. And a lot of people think that, but that's not how you're going to win plaudits or earn support for firing an FBI director just because you don't like, you know, investigatory decisions they're making.
Now, the Post reports this morning Rod Rosenstein threatened to resign on Tuesday night if they made the memo the exclusive argument for the firing and didn't give out details. Can you confirm that, David Drucker? Did Rosenstein threaten to resign?
I can't confirm that independently, no.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.